on Wednesday, 10/5/11. And here on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. McFadden will be around in a little bit. We have another group of characters, a cast of thousands, it would seem. We have our 2020 news quiz in this hour. A lot of things are going on in the world. Many of the stations that carry this program are so-called news talk stations. Some of the stations that carry the program are conversation stations, but they don't necessarily talk always about what's in the hard news, the political stuff. Some of the stations that carry this program are music stations that want to have a morning wake-up program, because this program is heard, it's produced in the morning, on the air in the morning, but on the air actually all around the clock, all around the day. You can go to DougSteffen.com. If you hear an hour or two of the program and you want to be somewhere, let's say the radio station is changing and going to something else, and you want to hear more of us, you just go to DougSteffen.com when you get to where you're going. Big banner in the middle of the page with the words, Listen Live Now. You can, when you hit that listen button, you can listen to the download of hours from today and yesterday, podcasts, all kinds of stuff. We're here at your service and on your side. Plus, you can watch the video, we're streaming live video of me in my studio at DougSteffen.com. So, there are always things going on in the world that I don't like to talk about politics on this program, and I don't like much to talk about some of the controversial things that get us angry. Every once in a while, we all need to get to the point where the pressure, which is coming out of the bottle as it narrows at the top, you got to uncork it and let it go. Poof! And so, okay, that's fine. You want to do that?
You're like a big bottle of champagne.
Ooh, yeah, right, exactly. Or maybe a bottle of beer that's been shaken, not stirred. At any rate.
Exactly.
Once in a while, there are things that come out of what the news talk stations are focused on that seem to me to have some merit for us, Jennifer. One of those things is the Herman Cain focus. And the, you know what, this is how foolish this is. I was in the kitchen about 40 minutes ago, and there was this big, ugly, black fly. So I took the fly swatter, and I swatted it. And then I thought to myself, black fly. There are some people in this country who are so crazy that the term black, when it applies to a fly, is offensive. You're a racist because you killed a black fly. Now, right. I suppose you can refer to it as a fly because all flies, some people think, are black. In fact, all flies are not black. There are black portions of them, but if you examine the various types of phyla for flies, you'll find that some of them have orange wings and some of them had green wings and some of them have a green body. So it isn't
but
just...
you're on a farm, and they're all big, huge black flies.
Well,
there.
Not always. No, but we have different kinds of flies at different times of the year.
How are we talking about?
We're talking about black. And I killed a black fly.
Racist.
So that's how my...
What we said.
I'm listening. The Countdown show today focused a lot on Herman Cain. He was on The View yesterday, and he did what I consider to be an extraordinarily good job, and people know
he's awesome.
Who've listened to me that I like the guy, I like him from the beginning. But at any rate, he has presented. So Barbara Walters, who I praised yesterday for her decades of being successful as a broadcaster, sounded like a complete jerk when she tried to. And I don't mind if you want to play as an example of this, cut 504. Mm-hmm. Richie, sure. From The View, which basically has Barbara Walters trying to corner Cain by suggesting he has no experience, saying to him, not implying it, but saying it, you don't have enough experience. What makes you think, with your experience, you could run the country? Why don't you play that, at least the beginning of that clip?
You admit that you don't know too much about foreign policy.
Not anymore.
Well, you've been studying, yeah. But have you been to foreign countries, by the way?
I was in Israel in August, as an example. I have been to South Africa. I've been to Australia. So I've been to a number
so
of countries.
So you've been to a number. Okay.
Most recently, I was in Israel in last August.
Okay. But in general, you have said you're not up to speed in foreign policy. I'm quoting you. And most of your experience has been as the CEO of the pizza company.
Yes.
Where I must say, you have, you know, you work very hard and you a little by little worked your way up.
Good black boy.
To your great credit. But what makes you qualified to be president of the United States?
Well, let's not just focus on the pizza company. Remember, I worked my way up to become a vice president of the Pillsbury Company. I then worked my way up to become a vice president of Burger King Corporation. They then appointed me president and CEO of Godfathers, which was supposed to go bankrupt, but I didn't get the memo, so we saved the company. Then I headed up the National Restaurant Association. I've also served as chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. My first job was as a ballistics analyst, as a mathematician with the Department of Navy, working on fire control systems. I've served on the board of Strategic Air Command, Citizen Advisory Board, earlier in my career. So, net-net, I'm a problem solver. That's what I've done for over 40 years.
Right now.
Yeah. Wow.
You've never had, listen to her, get that in.
You've never held an elective office. When I speak to groups all over the country, as you would imagine, when I get to the part that, number one, I don't have national name ID like some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't have a kajillion dollars like some of the other candidates. And when I say I've never held public office, I get a spontaneous applause because they're tired of politicians
right.
as usual.
All right.
The American
well said. That's it. Wow.
For
yeah.
someone who is a
you tell me this guy doesn't know what he's doing or what
wow.
he's talking about.
Nice job.
Nobody
Maybe
has.
You can call Warren Buffett.
I haven't heard anybody put it in. I mean, I don't even think I've heard him say it in that way. Bing, bang, boom.
Very eloquent.
This is what I've done. This is how, and very eloquently. You're right, Jennifer.
So yeah, who's not impressed with that kind of experience?
Right. And to have Barbara Walters, but the issue isn't even, I mean, there are two issues here. One of them is, or three maybe, Herman Cain and how this is something that so befuddles me, but I want people to look under the rock. And I'm not talking about the rock at Rick Perry's camp. That, I think, has become a red herring, if anything. I mean, the guy, as much as I don't care, wouldn't vote for Perry, I think they've sort of explained that away. Cain made something of it, and then, you know, okay, so it'll get some black voters, and that's okay, too. At this point, if I were a betting man, I would bet the Republican ticket will be Mitt Romney and Herman Cain. That's
me, too.
If I'm a betting man, that's what you're going to see. I'd rather see Ron Paul and Herman Cain. All right. I'm telling you, that's what I see coming out of all of this. Herman Cain's not going away. He's not a flash in the pan. He's just getting traction now. He speaks to all of the things that the Tea Party, in terms of fiscal stuff, the Tea Party wants. He doesn't speak to the other things because he knows to stay away from them in order to have mainstream support, whether he believes it or not. That's the problem of the Tea Party. And then these Wall Street protesters, there's something cooking there. Don't you think there isn't? As much as CNBC and Fox Business Channel and some of the radio shows that focus on money are trying to poo-poo this, this event is spreading. There are four or five other cities where there are big financial headquarters of various corporations where these protests are starting. Whether they're well organized, well thought out or not at this point remains to be seen. But you're seeing the beginnings of what I think are going to be at least a year long and growing, a year long event leading up to the presidential election next year. And you know what's going to be good that comes out of this in part? People will pay attention to all of these things and realize there is a primary. And people will more participate in the primary starting, I think they're, late January of next year is when they start and go through to the spring and even into June, I think, in some states. By that time, it will have been decided. But in this circumstance, I don't think there's anything but good that comes out, even though some of our brethren, Richie, like the host on your network, Steve Gill, I listened to some of him mm-hmm. earlier, and he's not a Cain supporter because he's a Perry supporter, and there is very little yeah. room if you're a Perry supporter for anybody or anything else. And that's fine. Okay.
Sure.
That's a man's point of view, and it's good for stimulating thought and conversation, which is what we're all about here. But to go back to the black fly thing, there was also an incident on The View. Yeah, I watched this show. I think there is a lot of news discussed there and a lot of opinion formed by people all over the country listening to this pretty well-rounded group of women. Here's part of the exchange that you've heard no doubt about. This has been a big, big, big discussion Whoopi Goldberg, who's black, and Sherry Shepherd, who's black, talked about what was on the rock at Rick Perry's. Barbara Walters used the N-word, and they got ticked. Here's the exchange.
The other is what Whoopi's talking about, and that is, until I heard you do it today, mm-hmm. and Herman Cain, we all say the N-word. We're afraid of saying it.
I feel differently from Whoopi. Because, I mean, and I'm not saying how you feel. When I heard you say it, mm-hmm. it was fine. You said it a different way. When I heard you say it, I didn't like the way you said it. Because when you say it, you say N-I-T. And I don't like you didn't.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
I know, it's a semantic thing, but it's something that goes through my body.
It's not just tomato. Forgive me if I didn't say it exactly the same way.
Even if you didn't, you wouldn't have said it the right way. I mean, and it's nothing on you, Barbara. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing on you.
It's because I'm white that I shouldn't use the word?
Yeah, it's something about hearing you say it that
white person should use that word.
You know, I feel differently from other people. I don't like it when you use the word. Now, I have used it with my friends, with my family. I don't say it like you, so when you say it, it's a different connotation.
I'm not sure I understand why.
I know you probably wouldn't, and I probably could never explain the way I feel.
I mean, I'm repeating what was on the rock.
Not you, any white person.
Yeah. All right. Is that a problem? Is that sort of?
I think it's truth. I think she was being very honest because I think that is actually what is okay.
All right, so here's my question to you. 800-510-8255. Some people would care to get into this discussion. Some may not. Are you upset that I referred to the fly that I killed as a black fly? Is that offensive? Does that bother you? Does that trouble you?
Do you know there's a winemaker who has black fly DNA, I think.
Really? Yeah. A racist wine? Oh.
I don't know.
I wouldn't serve that in my house, but then I don't have any wine. I have sangria. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's just...
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Serving member of Congress, former Klan member, Senator Robert Byrd, has endorsed Barack Obama for president. You're kidding. That's going to make Hillary feel good, huh? Even the Klan guy's going, I'm going to go with the black guy.
How foolish. That's funny, but how foolish it is to have all of these this attitude toward black people, black things in general. There's too much sensitivity on both sides. Time to again remember we are all Americans. We are on the same ship, the good ship USSA. So why would we not want to be? And I say that for political. When I was a kid, I remember, how many of you remember this? 800-510-8255. You care to comment? When I was a kid, I remember going to I grew up in a diverse community. I still live in the same community. It has lots of problems, very poorly run town. I just think the government here is like the government so many other places, whether it's the cities and towns, the state, the federal government. There's some, and people say, well, you always say that about government. There are some well-run communities. There are. This happens not to be one of them. But anyway, for whatever the reason, this town has attracted, it has a very diverse population because it has diverse industry, or at least it did. We had a General Motors plant. We had a paper, Denison Manufacturing was headquartered here, a big paper company. There was a brewery here. Bose is headquartered here. Staples is headquartered here. They started here. I don't know. Who knows why? But they're all here. Maybe it's because a lot of roads come together. 495, Route 9, the Mass Turnpike, the 128, it's all in this area. So as a kid growing up, I was exposed to lots of different people from lots of different places, different skin colors, different ethnicities. And so, and I'm thankful for that because it has made me, I think, pretty open-minded about most people and most things. So when you hear me say, why can't we all just get along, that comes from my roots. Growing up in an area where pretty much everybody got along. Now, having said that, there were a lot of Puerto Ricans on the south side of town, on the other side of the tracks, literally, and there were plenty of fights in high school between the white kids and the Puerto Ricans. No question about it. And the Puerto Ricans usually won. And so and even the Puerto Rican girls could beat up the guys. So, I say that
still
because,
can, by the way.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there aren't the Puerto Ricans are all gone. We don't have Puerto Ricans here. We've got Brazilians. And yet there's a large, the last couple of stories that have come out of Framingham made the national news. One of them was Obama's uncle gets drunk and runs into a police cruiser in Framingham. And the guy who was going to bomb, run the drones into the federal buildings, he's from Framingham. He did his finest work here in Framingham. So, and he is Muslim. We don't have, actually there's no mosque. I don't even know where the nearest mosque is around here. I can tell you where there are a bunch of synagogues, but I don't know where there are any mosques. But there have to be because there are a bunch of Muslims around, too. So, and when I refer to them that way, I'm not talking, it sounds like I'm talking about a bunch of cattle, but I just, you know, it's a way, it's a colloquial way of referring to a group of people. At any rate, so I'm taken back. Over the years, Richie, you've heard people on the air when I've made some comment. I remember one guy who was a professor and he was in Michigan. He called up and he ripped me apart for being a racist. I even remember his name, and this has got to be 10 years ago. His name was Michael. He ripped me up, you racist, blah, blah.
What were you saying?
I don't even remember.
Doug's just naive about race.
I've never used the N-word on
here. A dumb about it? Yeah, no. It just a little bit like...
Like, why did we have to be so... Like, people are too sensitive to a lot of things. I
so sometimes he'll say things... thinking it's harmless and it's not racist in any way, but you know, just people
not
don't
meant
get
to
it.
Be hurtful. No. All right, the 2020 News Quiz coming up here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Around the world, airports and train stations are coming up with some very creative ways to address congestion and, of course, your long wait times. At London's Heathrow Airport, new electrically powered pod cars are zipping passengers to the parking lots at British Airways Terminal 5. These white, bug-eyed pods carry up to 4 passengers and their luggage, all without the need for a driver. The pods have greatly reduced the travel time, and airports in the United States are currently reviewing the system. In Singapore, the Changi Airport looked to the playground for a solution to escalator congestion. In fact, the airport recently installed the world's largest airport slide. Yeah, you got it. Passengers actually slide down to a lower level at about 19 feet a second. In the Netherlands, the city of Utrecht has also adopted a slide system to move people around. Only they're referring to it as a transfer accelerator. Yeah, right. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Find your magic at Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Take an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards Card. Work your look with dresses and suits for her under $100. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance. Buy more, save more during our great shoe sale. Plus, designer luggage closeouts now 65% off. Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices and exclusions apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Finding the Good Day program is a good thing.
Today, I got all my wrongs perfectly right.
I got all my wrongs right. There's a good thing to strive for.
Good thing.
Get all of your wrongs right today. Why not? That's really good motivation. It's Wednesday. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, succeeding, visualizing all the things we want in our life and asking you to think about doing the same thing, making a mental blueprint. Begin to build what you are imagining. Show you how to, the imagination you have. Can I have this sign? I was talking about this yesterday. I have these little things. Anybody who's been in my studio knows I have these little post-its all over the place, a little piece of paper. I have the word imagine in front of me because I think it's a great word. Just imagine how you can turn your thoughts from possibility into reality. You think things through. It's not that. It just requires a little concentration, that's all. And if I can concentrate, as Richie is happy to tell you, the penny principle provides often an opportunity for me to go down at, as Yogi Berra used to say, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. And so I'm happy to do that on occasion. The fact is that you can profit greatly by making those mental images, excuse me, that are in your mind, produce for you. It's one of the things Michael McMaster says all the time and Uri Geller says all the time. A lot of the people we have on this program feel that way. Dreams are wonderful. Dreams are great. Dreams are important to have. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm dreaming of another 10 days of 80-degree temperature. I'm whatever it is. So that the things can dry out here in the farm and I can get a lot of feed that we have left to put in. That's what I need. I need a lot of things to succeed. That's what I need in the farm. Radio business. I need to get 40 affiliates by the end of the year, Richie. How about that? Let's get on.
I like it.
40 new affiliates. That's our goal. 40 new affiliates. And that's even limiting. Why limit it to that? I mean, another 400.
45.
Yeah.
If you don't make your goals realistic, then you will not. You won't be able to obtain them, and then you will get disappointed.
All right, but 40 is obtainable.
40 is obtainable.
40 we can do. All right, let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question now that you're all tuned up and raring to go. Who is Tenzin Gyatso? In the news pretty much every day around the world someplace, this man is an international figure. His real name is Tenzin Gyatso, but he goes by a different handle. Who is Tenzin Gyatso? And why is he in the news today? He's in the news yesterday. Richie just found it. It's the way he goes. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, so if Richie can find it.
I thought his name was Bob Smith.
Yeah, I sure. All right, that was Buffalo Bob Smith. He was on Howdy Doody. Now, this is Tenzin Gyatso. Who is he? 800-510-8255. Got some great Doug Steffen paraphernalia for you.
And that's actually not his real name.
His real name?
His given,
that's his
born given
English
name.
English translated name, I think, isn't it?
I can't tell you. If I tell you, it gives it away.
Okay, yeah. So
why he changed his name. But his real name is... Should I give you his real name? Yeah, I can give you his real name. Jetson Jemfel Nowan Lobsang Yeshi.
Right. That helps clarify
a
lot.
I might change my name, too.
Yeah, right. To Hornsky Jemverdsky. All right, anyway. Tenzin Gyatso, or what he said, who is that guy? And would you like to shake his hand? I'm betting when you know who it is, you'd love to shake his hand.
Everybody knows who he is.
Everybody. Yeah. There isn't anybody listening to this program right now who doesn't know. That's why I said.
If you're 10 years old, you don't know. But.
Well, maybe there's something you can teach Sean today.
Especially if you've seen the movie Caddyshack.
All right. Enough hints. 800, we're going to take all the fun away from this, 800-510-8255. Dr. Ken will be along in about 10 minutes with a daily dose of some important medical information. In the meantime, we want to identify Tenzin Gyatso, who he is. And the, I take a deep breath because there are things about the business that I'm in that I really love. There are opportunities to present themselves from time to time to also realistically look at what it is that we do. And I find praising and awarding the good things usually leads to more good things. Everybody agree with that concept, Jennifer? When you praise and reward things, I've not always followed this practice in my life, but I can...
It's like watering a plant.
Yeah, right. I can dream, can't I? So one of the things that we that I have been talking about here, and I've been kind of subtle about it, but I'm not going to be as subtle about it, the ongoing discussion about commercial-free music radio. Richie and I have had this conversation, Jennifer and I. We're all radio brats here. Jennifer grew up around it. I've been at it. Richie's come into it in the last 15 or 16 years and been a good student of it, so he has a really good feel for what it is that works on the radio and what doesn't. So there's been a debate ever since one of the managers of a group of stations made a big deal out of a station that was a competitor continuing to talk about not running commercials as if they were bad. You've heard it in any number of... So you don't hear it on a talk radio station or a news station because the stuff fits in and it's not a distraction. But commercials on music radio, you know as well as I do. The announcer will come on, commercial free from 7 till 8.
It changes the tempo.
Right. Or 50 minutes of music in this hour. And they put all the commercials together. Or whatever it is that they do. And you may, this may not be something you've thought about until right now, making a point of it. But it is something, when I'm selling our radio program and this format, of which I am a big trumpeter of this because it's been my livelihood since I was a teenager, in fact. So I'm certainly not going to take a bow. I played music until 1974, so I guess I can say talk has been my livelihood since 1974. And whenever this has come up, I used to say it before it was a debate. I used to, when I would hear these announcements, commercial free for 2 hours, and we don't play commercials at 9 o'clock hour, and commercial free till noon, or all this stuff. What the heck do you think you're telling the audience? You go, you got salesmen out in the street selling radio time, and you're telling people listening to your station that commercials are bad. How do you justify, how do you do that? And somebody's finally woken up to it nationally and said, hey, you better cut this out. And so here's the response from some people who have been blogging about this, Richie. The commercial-free issue. One guy says it's a slogan no different than sugar-free, fat-free, cholesterol-free, and so forth. I wonder how Kroger would respond to Pillsbury if the food company threatened to remove all its cakes, cookies, confections, and sweet foods from Kroger's shelves if Kroger did not agree to stop selling anything sugar-free, fat-free, or cholesterol-free. That's speaking to the fact that some, again, these manager types are saying, who don't go on the air and say we're commercial-free, hey, why does that guy across the street on that radio station say that? He doesn't value your commercials. You see what I'm saying? It's a posturing thing. It's a sales thing. But it's a trap. And it just, I am proud of the way most of the people who are doing this, the spoken word form, us handle it. Hey, we got to survive unless you want to do like NPR and send us all money in order for this to be a money-making and a surviving proposition. And it certainly has been on the edge or cusp of that for me the last couple of years.
By the way, send your checks to Framingham, Massachusetts.
Right, yeah, send them to Doug Steffen. Then I just send them, if you say Doug Steffen, Framingham, Massachusetts, they'll get to me because the guys all know me in the post office. All right, those who are still left.
And in the sheriff's department.
That's right, yeah. So anyway, I say that lovingly as a suggestion because yesterday the Radio Mercury Awards were held. And so we have Radio Mercury Awards are for the best radio commercial. The winning commercial gets a $100,000 prize. The person who created the winning commercial, $100,000 prize. You know, there are award shows for everything, including radio commercials. And so here are a couple of the commercials that have been contenders. Matter of fact, I think the first one is the winner, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
When he finishes his morning cup of coffee, he flies home from Columbia. Objects in his side view mirror appear exactly as they are. He believes the pen is mightier than the sword, especially his patented gun pen. Hardware stores were his idea. His bird baths have been known to attract bald eagles. It doesn't matter if they're running a sale or not. He's getting up to 50% off select mattresses. If you were to say, oh, no, he didn't, chances are, oh, yes, he did. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
That commercial won $100,000 prize last night.
I love those.
I never even heard of that beer before.
Yeah, Dos Equis.
Is it good?
Mexican.
Great.
Beer.
Is it?
Never. And they always use that tagline.
Really?
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis.
I've never heard of Dos Equis. Well, I know that guy's voice.
Yeah.
He's the guy that
voices
Frontline.
Would you like me to take you a picture since I'm in Mexico?
Yeah, right, yeah. Go ahead. Take a picture. All right, Richie, you got another spot
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this is last year's winner.
It's been said the sun comes up later on the 6th of May.
Yeah.
Just
is it?
In case his
Maybe
Cinco
they should give the voiceover guy a prize.
His birth.
This is another Dos Equis?
Yeah, Dos Equis.
The one last
Lime
year?
Lime trees bear fruit on his command.
What other one you got there? There's another one.
It's from 2001. We'll go back a little bit.
Go back a little bit.
Bud Light presents.
Good God, they're all beer commercials.
Heroes. These are great. These were great.
Wow.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pickled Pig Speed Eater.
Mr. Pickled Pig Speed Eater.
Ignoring all you know about pigs and where they live and what they step in, you look at their pickled paws and say, yummy.
Look and taste it.
Craving only the most daring meal, you pass up the cow tongue, skate by the head cheese, dismiss the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
But a pig's foot soaked in pickle juice, now that's good eating.
Save me a pickle.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater, because it takes guts to eat those feet.
Thank you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, that was a good campaign.
Wow.
That was funny stuff.
But they're all beer commercials.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Some beer commercials. I mean, think about the Miller Lite commercials over the years and how creative they've been.
Yeah. And, when
and the subject makes people happy.
Yeah, it does. The Budweiser, I remember one, you know, that you mentioned, Richie, the Ed commercial with the Clydesdales.
Yeah.
One, as I remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have not identified Tenzin Gyatso. I'm not letting you off the hook, though. This may be the 2020 news quiz for the day till we identify him, because nobody's got the right answer, and we got to move on, because Dr. Ken will join us in a moment or two here on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own seven-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The only program that's urban, suburban, and rural. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken, up next here on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Let's get right to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken always has important medical information. He does the research, does a yeoman's job on that. In fact, all right, so in terms of important things today, the Nobel Prize winner dies of cancer, and he doesn't know that he's the winner. Right?
This is an amazing story because there's only been one previous posthumous award that was ever given out by the Nobel Committee, because by the rules, you're supposed to be alive when you receive it. And the call came Monday that Ralph Steinman at New York's Rockefeller University died, unfortunately, on Friday, just a couple of days before this was awarded. And he had been fighting pancreatic cancer for 4 years, actually using the dendritic cell-based immunotherapy of his own design that he had discovered in the 1970s. This is a very important discovery. It's going to help us make vaccines against cancer. The first one was approved this past year, helped by his research. Also, it'll help us with vaccines for antibiotic-resistant microbes. It's a sad but happy story. Congratulations. This is an amazing accomplishment.
Speaking of cancer, there's a story about the number of people having to deal with breast cancer.
Good news from the American Cancer Society. Breast cancer death rates are on the decline. This is due to earlier detection and also due to better treatments.
All right. And older fathers have a problem, or could have a problem.
They pass on gene mutations that lower intellect. This is out of the Journal of Medical Genetics. It just seems as we get older, our sperm doesn't work as well.
Speak for yourself. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
About 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about, what you really want to talk about and know. We try to get in the focus here, and because this gentleman is so much in the news, I thought we'd figure out where he is. We know where he comes from, but who he is. Tenzin Gyatsos. Here is Bobby in Dallas. Hi, Bobby.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. And who do you think Tenzin Gyatsos is?
He's a bad guy on Caddyshack.
Richie? The bad guy on Caddyshack.
No, I've heard of you.
Well, it depends on who you're listening to on Caddyshack. One guy says he got stiffed by him. True.
Or whether or not you think this person is a bad guy just because, I'll tell you, the Chinese think he's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it at that. Bobby, that's not quite the right answer. Appreciate your call. Here's Roger the Dodger. Hello, Roger.
Hi, I think he might be the Dalai Lama.
He might be. In fact, he is the Dalai Lama.
Yep. That's a Tibetan name. Tenzin, the famous mountain climber over there, Tenzin Norgay.
That was the
hint that gave me the hint.
Really? Aren't you smart to have figured it out that way? Good for you. That's great brain power and good association. The Tibetan... he's in exile now. Spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, the 14th Dalai Lama, is Tenzin Gyatsos, and so we acknowledge him and acknowledge you, Roger. Good job. Hold on a second. We'll get you a nice prize. You'll talk to Michael next. Meanwhile, it's time for us to focus on the words of our friend. Could we consider Alex Goldfein to be the Dalai Lama of technology?
Is that blasphemous?
It's a stretch, but go ahead.
How are Twitter messages and your mood related? This is fascinating. Whether you're impacted by the messages that come to you on Twitter, Facebook, etc., etc., Alex Goldfein, who is the technology tailor, will lay it out for you next on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
A fascinating study of our mood was conducted by sociologists at Cornell University recently. Now, the findings were interesting, but the method was utterly fascinating. The researchers looked at more than 500 million Twitter messages of all things. According to the New York Times, they were posted by more than 2 million people in 84 countries. They looked at daily mood rhythms based on the text and vocabulary used in the tweets. That's what they analyzed. What did they find? That people are happiest on Sundays. I think that's because of football, of course. Saturday is the next happiest day of the week, but people are cranky in general when they wake up, and moods generally brighten by breakfast time. They fall to a daily low around late afternoon when hunger and fatigue sets in. You know, it's that afternoon crash we experience in the office. Then we swing back towards a better mood again at night with our television shows, relaxation, and bedtime. Isn't it fascinating? I'm Alex Goldfein.
It is fascinating. I thought that was very compelling information. He's good. He does a lot of good research and has some very interesting ideas. Speaking of interesting ideas, what if you could make a difference just by reaching for your morning cup of coffee? Brian Osich tells us how some of the small choices in life can help make a really big difference.
October is Fair Trade Month, and to help spread the word about the benefits of choosing Fair Trade certified products, musician Michael Franti has teamed up with Green Mountain Coffee.
Fair Trade is not just about economics. It's about a quality of life. When you buy your daily cup of coffee in a Fair Trade way, you're supporting not only the best coffee that you can drink, but making sure that the quality of life for the people who are making your coffee is the best that it can be.
Green Mountain Coffee Roasters Incorporated was named the world's largest purchaser of Fair Trade certified coffee in 2010 among all coffee roasters. Franti says he's excited to work with a company committed to fighting poverty and protecting the environment.
Green Mountain Coffee has been a leading force in fair trade. This partnership is a real blessing and opportunity for us to share this message of fair trade and also bring people great music and great coffee.
To learn about how you can make a difference and hear more from Michael Franti, log on to facebook.com/Green Mountain Coffee. That's Newsbreak from Green Mountain Coffee.
All right, so the folks at Apple announced the new iPhone 4S yesterday, available for purchase the next Friday, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So they didn't deliver the expected miracle, no iPhone 5 yet. Why do you think all that hoopla, Richie, around this?
I'm not sure why they didn't deliver it, but this is basically an upgrade of the 4, which needed a new antenna, and it's got a little bit faster processor and a much cooler
camera.
So
who said they were going to introduce, is that just speculation, the
Everybody
iPhone 5?
Speculated they were going to introduce the 5, and just big disappointment.
Nah. 59 after on Good Day.